This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
You're with the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you. And Benny's not in the studio as per usual, always running late, here pathetic. Look at you.
Lonnie was showing me his app.
His app? What app?
He was showing me all about apps.
Oh, you've
apps.
Just got a new iPhone. Well, are you completely obsessed?
I'm trying to learn as much as I can.
Are you absorbing through other people?
I'm absorbing by osmosis.
Right. How was your week?
Oh, very, yes, excellent, thank you very much.
So your highlight of your week is your iPhone, is that what you're telling me? Are you being defined by your iPhone?
No, not really. The highlight of my week was discovering a new noodle house in in Preston.
Well, I'm glad it related back to food, finally.
Yes. It was very, you know, very nice, clean, handmade noodle.
Love it.
And we love a hand-rolled noodle.
We do.
If you're asleep, please wake up. Any messages? Yes, there is a message from our one listener of the night. Hello, Lattes. So glad to hear you. Been in Egypt for a few weeks.
Oh, that's nice. Egypt's good.
And missed my kidney. I mean, favourite Friday boys. Love, Steve from Glen Waverley. And I think Steve has a full set of kidney.
What did you say? A full set of kidney?
Yeah.
Just one.
I wonder what Egypt's like this time of year.
What is it? March.
March. So it'd be like...
it'd be all right.
It'd be spring. Spring has sprung.
Yeah. Probably a little cool at night.
Bit cool on a felucca. You might get a chill on your felucca. Wouldn't you?
Down the Nile?
Yes.
Don't fall in that Nile.
Oh, no.
I knew someone who fell in the Nile.
Did they get eaten by a hippo?
No. Are there hippos in the Nile?
Oh, dangerous.
Really? How far south
those
are they?
Those hippos.
They're not in Egypt, though.
Oh, aren't they everywhere?
Hippos.
We like those American people that come to Australia and expect to see kangaroos everywhere. Oh, if the country's overrun with hippos and Nile crocodiles.
Apparently there are. But a friend of mine who went down the Nile went on a felucca.
Oh, yes.
With all of her luggage and her camera that she just purchased.
Oh, she didn't fall in with the whole lot.
She fell in. The whole thing fell in.
The felucca sunk.
No, it tipped.
How can you tip a felucca? It's not a catamaran.
Well, it tipped. They all fell in.
You can't go surf. You can't. It's not a surf
Benny,
cat.
They fell in.
But how? Did it turn the corner too fast?
Well, there's no corners in the Nile, is there?
That's what I was meaning. Like, how could you turn it over?
I don't know, but they turned it over.
Imagine dropping your mojito in the Nile. What a waste.
How big's a felucca? Isn't it like a gondola?
It's not a gondola.
It's bigger than
a gondola.
It's
almost barge-like, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I think it's
larger.
It's got a flat top.
But she, you know what the worst thing of that story is?
She hadn't shaved. I had a couple of Les friends who they went to the Dead Sea. I don't know what possessed them because, like, they're hairy as. And, like, when they went, they decided that they were going to go swimming in the Dead Sea. So they decided to shave their legs.
Full of salt, isn't it?
Yeah. And they apparently, like, they jumped into the water and screamed because, like, there's so much salt that it was, like, eating into their pores where they'd shaved. And I said, what possessed you? You've never shaved your legs in your whole life. What possessed you to shave your legs for the Dead Sea?
I didn't tell you what the worst thing of that story was.
I'm not interested. What's the worst thing?
She ended up with malaria.
From swallowing water?
Yeah, the Nile
I told
water.
Never swallow on a holiday. I told her that.
Especially in denial.
That's right. That's what happened to me during the week. I had shit customer service again.
Why does it always end up at your doorstep?
And I'm the nicest person. I smile and everything.
You
and
do, I have to say.
I cop shit.
So you shouldn't smile.
You have to be. I think you have
to be severe.
You have to be nasty, don't you? Mm. This is not the message I want to send out to rainbows around the world.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Why are you getting...
I think we have to slap the beige in the temple.
Why are you getting lip?
Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah, I'd like to.
I was
hear
at
it.
Northland. Shall we name and shame?
No, just say you were at Northland.
Okay, we're at Northland, and I was at the food hall. I know it's hard to believe, I was eating in the food hall.
You would drag there against your will.
At the trough. You know what? Today I'm going to go taco. I'm going to go the taco.
You went taco.
I went taco. Anyway, so I walked up to the taco establishment.
There a taco stand?
There is a taco establishment. Only to be met by a rather sorry-looking beige person with a sombrero hat. And I, you know, I didn't say anything. I was really, I went, hi. And they just stared.
Was it too much?
The beige just stared. I was like, hi. And she just stood there.
You emphasised the hi.
Like a mullet. Like a like a groper that you just pull out of the ocean. Like her eyes were like a pair of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah.
So they were just fully glazed.
That's very descriptive. Yeah. I like that.
Anyway, I said, mate, can I have like a taco combo? And she went, yeah. And I went like, And we're just standing there.
Well, she just agreed with you.
She just said, yes, you can.
So that
and I said, okay. Sometime today would be nice. No, I didn't say anything. I just said, okay.
She didn't upsell. You were waiting for the upsell.
And I was like, just waiting. I went, oh, and I just went, okay. And she went, anything else? And I went, no. Anyway, in the combo, you get chips.
Right.
And I thought, those chips are going to be really dry and nasty. And I thought, I need something to moisten it. And they had on the menu, they had dipping sauce.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I thought, I know. It's not, you know, gourmet, but like I'll get a dipping sauce.
Gourmet.
I waited, and this is the other thing. I waited while she, you know, while she had it, when there was a quiet moment, because I thought, you know, she's been run off her feet with like five orders all in the space of 2 hours.
Oh, just her on her own.
Mm. So then I went up and I said, hi, can I get a dipping sauce? And she went, yeah. And again, there was a, and I was like, what is with you and pauses, sweetheart? And then I went, okay. And then I said, by the way, because there's like a lot of, there was tropical and all this. And I said, what's the difference? There was like lime and chili, you know, there was all the ones you know.
Yeah.
But there was kind of like ranch.
Yeah.
And like southern.
Right.
Now, ranch and southern, what do you think when you hear ranch?
Barbecue.
And what do you think when you hear southern?
Spice.
Okay, see, I didn't know what they meant.
Right, okay.
So I said, so what would be the difference between ranch and southern? And she said, the taste. Right at that moment.
Did you want to hit her?
The steam, like I was just standing there going. And I went, okay, sweetheart. No. And I said, by the way.
You cracked it.
I cracked it. So I said, by the way, do you realise you're wearing a sombrero?
Stylo. And the gorilla's there.
Stylo.
From the new CD, Plastic Beach.
Is she producing songs already?
Who's she?
The daughter of Angelina and Brad.
That would be Shiloh. And that song was called Stylo.
Well, they start early, Frank.
Right. Gotcha.
I saw photos. Apparently, Angelina's been dressing her up as a boy.
Is she trying to confuse it?
She may be doing the share.
They have a lot of kids, so she might forget which one's which.
So the one you had normally, like, dress crappy, because if she, the ones that they bought.
She should just number them on their hands.
Tattooed. The ones that she bought, hasn't she bought hand luggage ones that she just brings out at airports? Where did they go shopping?
You're very cynical, Benny.
Oh, don't you come on the cynical with me. I'm onto their game, Frank. They buy the ones.
Can you stop?
Shut up. You know it's true. They buy the photo opportunities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They come cheap. They come two at a time. Two for the price of one. That's right. Someone here has sent a message saying that I should get Grindr.
On your iPhone.
Yes, it's for your iPhone. It's a Grindr application.
What's it say, gay?
And it says it helps you find gay. It's a
gay
GPS. A gay.
That sounds like right up your alley.
Oh, I don't need that.
It's funny, apparently.
But does the GPS filter out the dickheads?
It just tells you where to go, Benny.
Hey?
I don't think it does filter.
I can tell them where to go, sweetheart. I don't need an application to tell them where to go.
You know, it'd be great to find out what apps are useful to be on your iPhone.
Yes.
You're
now,
looking for something.
We need a latte applicator.
What would that... An applicator?
Isn't it what they're short for?
A latte app.
Oh, an application.
What does it do for...
The latte application. Yeah. Like, I need an application. Just wave your phone over someone and it tells you whether they, one, answer telephone calls, two, make text messages or frequently make text messages, three, are they able to have a conversation in the evening for longer than 5 minutes. Do you know that? That would be fabulous.
Just those three things?
That's one you wave over boys.
Right.
And the... and the girl one, you would have to have an application for to wave over girls.
And what would that do? Same thing?
Will they potentially move in after the first date? Will they fall in love instantly?
And do they have animals?
Yes. Are they prone to collie? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Will they arrive at a party with cat fur on their jumper? I have to say a big hello to our friend Nick the Normal. Yes, and we also need to say hello to Anna in Brisbane, to Peter in Munich, who's listening online, and to Sid as well, Sid the straight guy. So there's a few people out there listening to the lattes.
So they've all docked in.
They've all started docking as we speak. Now, I wanted to have a quick... you guys are funnier than funny. I'm about to have a car accident and that's Nick.
Is that normal Nick?
No, that's Nick. I don't think that's normal Nick. I think Nick the Normal's at home. Apparently he was having a fiddle around with a noodle, with his noodle.
Oh.
With noodles.
So he's cooking.
He's having a noodle night.
Well, you need one of those every now and then.
Yes, and he was threatening to come into the studio with a...
Threatening?
With a drink.
He does live around
here. He threatens us a lot and there's just no show. Nick the no-show.
You've asked for a mojito, but he also asked us to deliver them to Frankston. Is that the one we're talking about?
Yes, Nick the Normal from Frankston. But he doesn't... He lives in the city. He just commutes every day. Well, he's like what? He's like a goose. A transcontinental... you know, immigrating. What are they called? Not immigrating. When they go from one side of the country to the other?
Not country, hemisphere.
Hemisphere. Hems. What you got there?
Well, I was just reading through the...
Can
the,
you not... If you're going to read, if you're going to read out a news article...
No, I'm not going to read it out.
Can it not be about... What's that Bingle chick's name?
No.
Not...
You've mentioned it, not me.
No Bingles.
No
and
Bingle.
And no Gaga.
No.
No gags.
It's a Gaga free zone.
We don't gag for Gaga.
No.
No.
And she's had enough exposure.
Yes. How many crayfish can you put on your head and get photographed with?
Apparently, unwanted gift vouchers can now be bought and sold or donated online. Because, you know, people get a lot of gift vouchers over Christmas, over
they do.
Birthdays, lots of stuff.
You just reminded me, I've got one I have to use.
But Card Limbo claims to be the first Australian company to offer a service allowing consumers to sell vouchers for cash. So you can actually check them in or
really?
Cash them in.
Card Limbo.
Buy discounted cards or donate them to charity. So you can do whatever you like.
Wow.
But you know what's more disturbing is that you get vouchers
yes.
that have been paid with cash.
Yes.
And they expire. Why do they expire? They're paid for. I don't understand that.
I love it. Can I just say?
Who are you clapping?
Frank has developed passion. When it comes to cash and him getting ripped off, he becomes passionate.
Well, don't you think that...
I love it. He doesn't get passionate about flavours. He doesn't get passionate about fashion. He doesn't get passionate about skills and he gets passionate about...
Getting ripped off. Well, I think it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous and so are you.
Anyway, I've got off my soapbox.
I'm so glad you did. I really...
You hate that too.
Yeah, I do. And I'm really glad that this has made a new you, has brought you out of your shell.
Just that.
You're like a little mollusk in the evening high tide.
I've opened my...
I saw your shell...
It's not tight anymore.
I saw your shell open and your scallop hang out.
I'm loose now. Oh, not a good analogy.
Our first Homo helpline is a little bit controversial.
Why is it controversial?
Apart from your smelly microphone. It's One of our listeners has written in with a concern. It's
what's a concern?
I don't know if we can actually help, but we will, in true latte style, put our hands on it and try and heal it, won't
just
we?
Just by putting our hands on it?
By digitally remastering it. This concerned listener wrote in and said, to foreskin or not to foreskin?
Oh. I know
it's a subject, but what we're going to do is we're going to handle it very professionally. We're not going to giggle when we say foreskin or rollback.
Right.
And see, you're being very self-controlled.
Or hoodie.
Or hoodie or smegma. We almost did that like doctors.
It's like a doctor surgery.
It is a doctor surgery in here. Now, the question is, would you date a guy because his wing-wang was a bit yucky?
You need to define yucky.
Or do you... Does one look beyond that?
Is it at a 90-degree angle?
I don't know. I don't know what yucky means. Does a nice pecker play an important part in dating?
Well, it's kind of critical, really.
Really?
Well, otherwise you're not going to have sex if you kind of have, you know, issues with it.
See, the problem... Okay, we're getting into very serious... We're going to do a real...
Are you going to do serious on me?
We're going to do serious right now. Because you know what? Sometimes I wish the world was a little bit leso. I don't hear lesos going, did she have a nice taco? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not all dependent on what your taco looks like. But unfortunately... We just can't help but, like, make our lives difficult.
Yeah.
Can we?
Well... It's hard. It's difficult.
It's very difficult.
I suppose if it didn't matter to you so much, why not? Why does it have to hinge on genitalia being, you know, being the way you want it to be?
Well, wouldn't the reality be that most of the times...
Well, if everything else about the person is fantastic, why does that thing... Why does that have to be a drawback for you? You can work with it.
Yeah, I'm sure you can work with it. And I think that's one of the things about, you know, if you are truly a creative, that you can make something good of it. No, because, you know, well, I'm just, my mind is racing at 1,000 miles an hour.
I'm sure it is.
Because the other thing too is, you know what happens is, and I think we don't, sometimes we are responsible for the way that beige people think. Because I've noticed a lot of beige girls... When we sit down to have a couple of drinks and they think it's okay now to talk about penis. Because, you know, they do. They love that. As soon as they sit down with a gay man, they've got to talk about their husband's dick and all that. And you think, oh, yeah, great. How did I become the dick doctor? Do you know what I mean? And I was thinking,
consoling.
God. And I was going, girl, I'm single. You should be happy you've got one.
Well, you could look at it that way. Yeah, that's true. Why don't
you should
do
look
you
at it
say
that.
It? Do you say
I do
that?
Say it. I was going, hey, honey, if he's happy to lie down with you, shut up. When I was in LA, we went to the Abercrombie store in Orange County. And everyone's like, there's all the boys standing there with no shirts on. I was too afraid to go in because all those boys are so perfect. And everyone's like, you know, I'm going to feel like shit. But what I should actually do is embrace it and go in there full hog. And everyone's going to go, oh, look at him, he's so different. I love him. Don't you think?
Well, they could, yeah, absolutely.
It could well work. Is that around in Sydney still, that nightclub? Okay, you and I, we're going on a holiday to Sydney.
Are we going to Sydney?
And what we're going to do, we're going to go to a nightclub and we're going to be like the old fuddy-duddy guys.
Oh, really?
The ones
from the Muppets.
And we're going to go in there amongst all those little squealing ones and we'll just go, hi, and they'll go, oh my God, you're so different, we want you.
You really think that's going to work?
No, but you know what? I'm like a candle in the wind.
Are you? Right.
I like hope. I like to feel like there's still hope in the world.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So in a world full of Dante's Cove, there's still room for a number 96.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.